Hi, GWA. This is Sassmaster 77. So I am responding to a request from Nowhere Eternity, who had the great idea to kind of, it's a request challenge, I would say, challenge us to tell some real life stories about our, you know, sexual histories and stuff like that. So definitely the sexier thing to do would be to reenact, but the story that I'm going to be reminiscing on, I don't like the guy who it happened with. He turned out to be a real asshole, so I don't want to reenact it. However, thinking back upon it and retelling it, for some reason, in some weird twisted way, I am okay with that. And not only just okay with it, it really turns me on. So we're going to go with the storytelling route. I don't know. Anyways, so if it's bedtime, you know, like maybe tuck yourself in and make sure you're all nice and cozy or whatever. And you may get horny. I should have that as a disclaimer. You may get horny. So I'm going to tell a story from my very first serious relationship. So this was with my very first boyfriend. I was 19 and he's the one who I lost my virginity to. He was like a really seriously kinky 19-year-old. Actually, he was 18. He was a year younger than me. He had just way more experience than me. I think he'd been with maybe a couple older women or something like that. And I was a very, very horny teenager. And even though I had waited until I had my first serious boyfriend to lose my virginity, that didn't mean that there wasn't all kinds of filth going on in my mind. So I was just like very eager to try anything and everything that he initiated. Like we had sex in public, we took sexy pics and videos, we role played, like everything. And he never let me feel self-conscious, not even once. He was just way too hungry for me, like way too ravenous for all of me. So he definitely claimed most of my firsts. So this story, yes, the story hasn't started yet. I'm sorry. I'm very rambly. So this story starts with the first time that he went down on me. So that was the first time really that anyone had gone down on me. So I remember I was wearing really cute panties with a monkey, like a little cartoon monkey on the bum that said cheeky, you know, get it? Like cheeky monkey and cheeky bum cheeks. Anyways, I like them. And he pulled them off and just like held them up to his face and inhaled them deeply. And I was so fucking embarrassed and nervous. I couldn't even speak. So I just held out my hand indicating that I wanted the back. And he just laughed at me and said, "Oh no, these are mine now." And then he like scrunched them up into a little ball and put them in his jeans pocket. So of course, I protested and said, "No, I need those back. You can't have my panties," and tried to get them back. Partly because I loved those particular panties. They were really cute. And partly because I now had no panties to wear. And I was thinking, well, what do I do with no panties? I'm pantyless. This won't do. So he just pushed me back down onto the couch and then wrapped his arms around my thighs and pulled me to the edge of the couch. And I remember asking him what he was doing, and he said something like, "I'm having a snack." And then he licked my pussy from bottom to top in one long lick. The entire time this was happening, I was protesting, because no one had ever done anything like that to me before, and I wasn't prepared for that to happen. It was probably only our second or third date. It was definitely very early on. We had just been making out. Like, yes, fine, the pants were off. and he was probably rubbing on top of my panties, maybe under my panties, I can't remember. But either way, we were like, hello, we were at, you know, first base, maybe second base, but not third. We were not round into third yet. No shortstop, no third, no home, nothing like that yet. So yeah, I was not ready for it. And I was really self-conscious about everything, like that I never had it done to me before. And I was just worried, you know, that it wouldn't taste good and that he wouldn't like how it smelled and that I wasn't groomed, like wasn't ready for it, just everything. So I was just protesting about all of that, saying, no, you know, I wasn't ready for this. And he just looked up at me and said something like, fuck the snack. You taste so good. I'm having a goddamn meal. And then he seriously just buried his tongue in his mouth and his face into me. I remember coming so fucking quickly, like probably within a minute. And then he kept going and kept telling me, you know, like in between licking and sucking and everything, he would briefly tell me how much he loved licking me and moan into my pussy and tell me how much he loved my taste and my smell and everything. It was fucking amazing. It was definitely the best first going down on anyone experience that I've heard. In comparison to my friends, that's for sure. So I could not have asked for anything better. And then he got up and laid down on the couch on his back and pointed to his face and said, sit. Like I was a fucking dog. And I had no idea what he wanted. I pretty much thought he wanted to 69, which of course we had not done yet. I don't even know if I'd sucked his cock yet. So I went to straddle his face, you know, facing towards his cock. And he just pushed up on my ass as I went to position myself and said, no, the other way. You can have your fun later. Right now, I want more of you. And then he like motioned for me to turn around. So I kind of reluctantly turned around and straddled his face the other way. I was completely unsure of what else to do. I was now like looking at a wall. I was like, I would rather play with his cock, but anyways. So yeah, unsure of what to do. And also very convinced that he could not possibly breathe in that position. I mean, I was straddling his face and so, you know, there were my thighs and I kept trying to lift my pelvis higher up so that he could breathe. But every time I did, he'd grab my hips and force me right back down and then lick furiously using like his whole fucking face. I think he even maybe pointed his chin up at one point and had me rub my clit against his chin over and over, like just sliding over and over it. Oh my God, I came harder than I'd ever come before. And I started masturbating very early, so I'd come a lot by that point in my life, but obviously not the same. So that was the first time. I never did get those panties back, by the way, in case you're wondering. Grr. I think I'm now past the point of wearing cute panties like that, though. Now it's all about sexy panties. Or practical panties. Anyways, let's keep things sexy. So then there was also a time where he was visiting me at university, and we spent the weekend doing nothing but fucking. And one of the things that happened on that weekend was we'd probably just finish one of our regular sessions, and he said that he had an idea and he wanted me to play along. I was pretty much at this point already in the habit of saying yes to anything he suggested. So obviously I agreed. So then he started calling me Miss and kept apologizing for not getting his essay done on time. and he started begging me for help passing my class, quotations, and said he'd do anything to get a good grade. So I had never role played before and was so confused, which I guess is kind of a default innocent state. And I think he knew that. So he just kept on talking as if I had actually participated in the convo. And he said something like, "What, miss? You want me to do what? You want me to lie down on your desk and make you come using only my mouth? What? How many times? 10 times? Miss, I don't know how I could possibly. Oh, okay, fine, miss, if this is the only way. I know I've been a very bad boy and I need to be punished. I understand that you're going to sit on my face and ride my tongue until I've made you come 10 times. At least 10 times. That's not verbatim, obviously, but he said something like that. So my eyes were like, bugger, at this point. But I played along and he wanted me to lie down. And I straddled his face and had my hands kind of resting on the low headboard of the twin size university bed. And right before he actually started, before he put his mouth on me, he looked up at me and said something like, "Yes, miss, I understand that you might need to tell me all about how bad I've been and why I deserve this punishment. I understand you might say some dirty things, and I promise I won't tell anyone. You can say anything to me. I deserve to be treated like this, like your sex toy." And then he just started licking me. So that was like all the prompting I needed. I got what he wanted at that point. I understood. So after just a few licks, I was pretty much moaning and talking nonstop, just like spewing dirty talk filth, like nonstop, saying things like, "Yeah, this is what bad boys get. You think you..." I'm not going to do the moans because that will just make this... I know people are probably like, "What? You're not going to do the moans? What am I listening for?" I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do the moans because that would make this story so fucking long. And this is supposed to be, you know, a brief little, you know, 5 or 10 minute story at the most. And I don't even know how long I've been rambling for. So, yeah. So I was saying stuff to him like... And I remember what I said to him because I may or may not still fantasize about this. Okay, yes, I do. I still fantasize about it. So I said stuff like, "This is what bad boys get. You think this will be enough to earn you an A? Think again. You're going to lick and suck every last drop of cum out of my sopping wet pussy. And you're going to do it with a raging hard-on that I am not going to touch until I want to. And it's going to be hours before I want to. Yeah, that's right. I hope your mouth doesn't get tired because I'm going to be riding your tongue like my own personal amusement park for hours. You're lucky you're good at this." Oh, did I say good? No, I meant adequate. You're doing an okay job. I've had better. And that actually really set him off and he forced me down even harder. And I remember him reaching up and squeezing my tits and nipples while I came like a banshee. And we kept track of how many times I came. But by the time we got to 5, we stopped keeping track because it didn't really matter. And there was lots more dirty talk from me. Things like, you like being under your teacher's pussy, don't you? You've thought about this before, haven't you? While jacking off your hard cock. How many times have you already come thinking about me? Thinking about groping these big soft tits? Thinking about feeling the flesh of my ass jiggle in your hand as you squeeze it? Yeah, just like that. Thinking about burying your virgin cock deep in my cunts? I bet you imagined it differently, though. Maybe. Maybe I'll let you do some of those things you imagined, but not until I'm through with you and your fucking tongue. You like this more than you could have ever imagined, don't you? You want to be fucking used by me. You want to be the only man, the only boy, really, who has made me come 10 times. That's right. I said 10 times. No, don't you fucking stop. You don't stop until I say you stop. And this feels too fucking good to stop. I was really riding him hard right there. I might never stop. I might ride your face until one of us dies or passes out. And it better not be you who passes out first. Your mouth is too busy to talk, so show me you understand what I'm saying. Squeeze my ass to let me know that you understand that you will not pass out before I'm done using your tongue. And this just went on and on and on and on. I do not know how he did it. He must have eaten me out for an hour or more, maybe two, honestly. I remember eventually he took charge again and forced me to turn around and suck his cock while he ate me out. I, of course, punished him for that by tying him to the headboard and taking pictures of him and taunting him and threatening to show everyone what he let his teacher do to him. And that just made him even harder. So it was just like a really interesting flip on our relationship, because up until that point, he had definitely been the much more dominant one. I was just kind of like his pet, following him around, doing whatever he said and wanted. It was a long distance relationship while I was at school, and I remember him needing phone sex every night and making me send him, you know, pictures of myself fingering myself and stuff like that. And this was kind of, I mean, there was the internet. I was going to say it was pre-internet. It wasn't. There was the internet, but it was kind of pre, it was before people had cell phones with that they could take pictures on. So it was like digital camera, and then you have to upload it, and then you have to email it, and you're really kind of taking risks with that. So let's just say I was very susceptible and to him. Anyways, that's my, one of my best memories. No, that is my best memory of face fucking. Oh my God, 20 minutes. Jesus. I'm really sorry, guys. I just went back to the recording to get ready to stop it. And I saw that it's 20 minutes. Oh man, no one's going to listen to this. Well, if you did listen to this and you enjoyed it, please let me know, because I have so many dirty stories. So many. So many dirty experiences that I enjoy thinking about. And why not share them with all of you if there's actually people who are interested, right? All right. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay, good night for now, everyone.